Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Adair reaches second base with a double. Brandt moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brandt scores. Adair moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauman bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrion moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Hal Brown now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding pinch hits for Hal Brown. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple bunts towards third. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Breeding moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Breeding moves to third. Temple moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Temple scores. Williams moves to third. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. There goes Gentile trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Wes Stock now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith pinch runs for Nelly Fox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.